Hello and welcome back. My name is Seth Juarez, and we're here at Build on our awesome Channel 9 set, and I'm pleased to welcome Vice President of Bing Products, Gurpreet Singh Paul. Welcome back, my friend. How are you
doing?
Thank
you, Seth. Yeah, great. I'm glad to be back.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, this year, last year you were on and we talked about Bing, but this year we want to talk about the Bing AI updates for developers, right?
Yeah.
So what's new since last year, my friend?
So if you remember last year, I said every developer needs to become an AI developer.
I'm totally on board with that.
On the pitch. And I think that the message is definitely getting out. And I'm glad to see how more and more developers are actually taking advantage of Bing AI and AI to actually realize the potential for their solutions and for their applications. And like last time, we have a lot more exciting stuff. We continue to invest in it. And this year, we are bringing more, as part of Cognitive Services, more Bing APIs and services, and also more exciting stuff on the Bing Maps Enterprise side.
Awesome. And I also tried to match him a little bit here, but I'm not doing a very good job.
Yeah.
So what makes Bing AI technology so special?
So what makes it special is that, firstly, we have decades of research, right, that backs it up. And that research has contributed to those machine learning models, the deep learning models. Then we have vast amount of signal. Just in Bing, we have 475 million monthly active users around the globe that are doing queries, Cortana users, users of other products, and all that signal that is kind of help us create these better and better models. And those are great building blocks for what we guys actually put out there. But interesting part is we now have over 10,000 enterprises around the world that are using Bing AI and technology. And you can say that each enterprise has more than one developer. So I can confidently say there are tens of thousands of developers that are actually using Bing AI and our tech. And that is a great signal for us because these guys are amazing. They give us the feedback, they give us requirements, and then we feed them back along to our models and the signals, not only to improve the services and APIs we put out there, but also to come up ideas for new ones.
Awesome, so things are continually getting
better.
Yes,
exactly.
That's awesome. So last year we talked a little bit about custom search.
Yeah.
What's new this year, custom search?
So if you remember, we introduced the preview of custom search, and I tried to do a custom search live demo on stage. And the thing is, it's kind of hard to do. It's now a bigger product with more features. So in October, we actually launched the product. We have 1,800 customers already using Bing custom search live. And we are getting a lot of feedback, and we are taking that feedback and really improving the product. So we just launched preview of V2 of custom search, where we added custom image search, custom auto suggest, and we also added Bing statistics to that.
I mean, that's amazing. It's like you can have your own search engine, but with the power of Bing as well, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So you've talked a lot about it. I'd love to see what it looks like today.
So as I said, I won't do the demo, but let me walk you through some of the key screenshots of some of the key features that we have there. So this is like we had last time, we only had web results, and now we added image results. We have a corpus of billions of images in Bing, and with custom search, you can then provide a custom set of images for your particular results, as you can see over here.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
And then this is custom auto-suggest, where we are leveraging the auto-suggest power that we have in Bing, because we have great auto-suggest. But we've gone a step further, and we are letting people actually editorialize what they would like to show when people search for certain things in their custom search instance. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of think of it as the Bing-based tech and AI, then complemented by editorial.
Awesome. Well, this is pretty amazing. And so if
and
I'm
going to... And then also Bing statistics.
Oh, that is a new thing.
Yeah, that's a new thing where you want to know what are your users, when they come to your site, what are they searching for, right? And where are they searching from? What time, what they're searching for, what? So you can take that signal to improve your custom search instance, right? And we've taken this actually, which we built for custom search, now made it available for all Bing APIs. So this was a missing piece that we had before, but thanks to the feedback, as the one that I referred to earlier, that we've been able to add these features.
So custom search, just to be clear, is the ability to use the power of Bing for your own searches on your own website.
On your own website.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Because usually before you'd have to build your own ginormous thing and you'd have to tune it, but now you can use the power of Bing to actually create a search experience
for
your
own
users.
Yeah, and it's totally customized to your users, your domain, your site, and it's ads free.
And that's important.
Yes,
right? Because if people are injecting stuff into my search results, it's kind of not
exactly
not cool for me.
You control the experience. Mm-hmm. You control the UX. Mm-hmm. And you know, like we did last year, we've even made enhancements to our custom UI. We will do hosted UI for you mm-hmm. if you don't have a big like a webmaster team to go build this. We'll even build and host a set of UIs for you.
And what's cool is now that I'm realizing this, we actually hosted a lot of AI shows with Mahesh who walked through some of this stuff. So we'll make sure to put some links to that.
Exactly.
It's an amazing, amazing technology.
Yeah.
In the keynote this year at Build, there was a lot of advancements with machine learning and visual AI. Have you done anything in that area?
So we actually launched the Bing Visual Search API.
Okay.
And we saw that there was a lot of potential with object detection, right, in images. Let me describe it. We've been doing text searches for decades, right?
Right.
But, you know, as businesses and as environments add a lot of new products, right, it's sometimes very hard to describe that product using words.
Sure.
So as, you know, we've heard of this adage says, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Right.
You know, we could say that a visual search could be worth 1,000 text searches, mm-hmm. right? And we are taking the image and helping you find information based on that image. It makes it a lot more easier and powerful. So not only are we offering a visual search API, we are also offering a developer platform where developers can actually go and extend this for their particular scenarios.
Hold on, so when you say visual search, like I, for some reason, thought you put some text in and it returns images. Are you saying you put images in?
Yes.
And it returns results?
Yeah, it finds similar images and it finds information that we have in our knowledge graph on the web about those images. And that is a very, very powerful tool. And you know, I'm just to make sure that the old adage is true.
Right.
I'm actually going to show it to you.
Okay.
Rather than talk about it.
Let's do it.
So let's show you a short video.
Let's do it. Is amazing. Like, I didn't realize, like, seriously, I thought you meant, like, return images. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But you're saying actually return, use images to find, like, if I'm in my, if I'm in someone's house and, like, holy cow, they have such a nice lamp, I could just, like, snap a little picture and do a Bing search to find
exactly. Yeah, that's what I would do with my phone.
Right.
It's not only in the digital world, we can do it in the physical world, and you can build applications and services that you can actually take images with, and then you can do a lot more with it.
And that's amazing because, Like there's been 1,000 times where I've seen something, I'm like, what is that? Or or how can I find something similar to that? Or I want to go there. Yeah. And now you're able with Bing Visual Search.
You are asking the exact questions that people have in their mind mm-hmm. when they're trying to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And then the image is the best way to express it.
So let's move on to customer scenarios, right? How is this actually being used? Because the problem I have is when I see all these cool things, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. But I want to be inspired by what people are doing. What are people doing?
That's an excellent question. As I mentioned to you, we have over 10,000 enterprises around the world that are using Bing APIs, AI, and APIs tech for various things across various industries. But let's take the visual search example that I just showed you. So there's a company called Delectable.
Okay.
They are into food and wine, and they've built this amazing application where you can point your camera to a wine label or a wine bottle, and it'll tell you reviews of the wine and more information about that wine, etc. Like I try to look up for prices of what this wine is worth. And you can go to a restaurant, you go to somebody's house, or you're going shopping, you can go do that. So that's a great example that they are not only using the API, but they're also using the developer version of it.
Right.
The other things where people are using, like for custom search, I mentioned earlier, Temple University. It has thousands and thousands of pages, as you can imagine. It's a huge university.
Sure.
But they are now using Bing Custom Search to offer a very customized and very directed, targeted experience for their users based on this thing and controlling what that experience, what they want people to find and how they find it on their website. And we talked about knowledge earlier.
Sure.
And we are going into the physical world. And we are now beginning to power some robots.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And we showed a couple of robots over here. But there was a robot called Jibo. That was on the cover of Time magazine a few months ago, remember. And Jibo, we've been working with very closely, and it's powered by our AI. They use cognitive services, they use language understanding, they use speech, and more importantly, they use the knowledge APIs from Bing, right? And so Jibo's intelligence and knowledge is actually powered by Bing.
That's amazing. And so as you put together all of these intelligent services, those from Bing and maybe from others, you're really able to build some amazing things.
And one last thing I want to mention is just in this last year, we've created two new APIs in Bing. One is the Entity Search API and Answer Search API that we've made available. So then developers can create very similar experiences for their robots or for their apps.
And this is amazing because in any knowledge-rich application, you're able to supplement your own knowledge with literally the world's knowledge.
Yes, the knowledge of the web,
wisdom
of the web going in, and you can then very easily infuse it into your applications. You don't have to build a search engine. You don't have to build your crawlers.
Right.
You don't have to build your own knowledge graph.
I love it. So let's move on to the next thing, because one of the things that I think is pretty cool is that we also have maps on Bing. Tell us, what are we doing with Bing Maps for Enterprise?
So, we've made a bunch of progress, and the more we look at and the more we work on maps, we look at it and say, there is almost no application or service today that can actually survive or something that they have to consume a geo context or a location context for one scenario or the other. And that's what kind of keeps us going and investing in the map side. This year, our focus has again been a lot more on the enterprise side. Okay, and we have built a bunch of APIs and solutions that are much more focused on enterprise needs in terms of logistics, in terms of fleet management, etc., that the enterprise developers can leverage to add more, even more geo context that we provide before, but much more in enterprise context for their apps and services.
I mean, and that's cool, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's a ton of applications where you need to know where things are and how can we leverage that without having to write a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll just say, whether it's retail, whether it's financial services, whether it's government, whether it's logistics, manufacturing, everywhere you need the geo context.
Mm-hmm. So how does our map provider stack up to other providers? I mean, this is the tough questions I need to ask.
So, the thing is, in some ways, it's not a very crowded space, but it's also a lot of providers with a lot of kind of services that they provide. As I mentioned earlier, our focus this year was more towards enterprise solution services for logistics fleet management. So we introduced five things that I want to talk about this year that have been launched and we've been showing that are focused on it. First, I'll actually pick up, you know, show the slides in the background. First we've introduced is the truck routing API.
Okay.
And you would say, why would you need a truck routing?
Let's see if we can bring that up here on the screen, the truck routing.
So these are the four. So the truck routing, Isochrone, Snap2Road, Distance Matrix, and then we also did a fleet, Bing Maps fleet management solution. So let's talk about truck routing first. In truck routing, you know, trucks, based on their size, their length, and other attributes, cannot take the same roads that cars,
right?
You have heights of bridges, you have inclines, you have tight turns, etc. So we now offer truck routing. And the examples we show you is, you know, there is a bridge, you know, you don't want to send a bridge and, you know, the person goes and crashes against the bridge. Inclines, you know, when the trucks are so heavy, they can't take certain turns. So we now have this ability to guide trucks onto the right path.
Right, and that's pretty amazing because, like, you know, you're driving this truck and then you're in, like, there's a bridge and you're like, oh, this programmer doesn't know what he's doing.
Exactly.
And now with Bing, they'll be able to avoid
those kind of
things.
Exactly, yeah. So we have, like, we know, we always did the car routing, walking, you know, kind of, and transit kind of instructions. Mm-hmm. Now imagine we have truck instructions as well.
So let's move to the future. Yeah. What is your future vision in the Bing AI space?
So you don't want me to tell you about the other features that we are shipping?
Oh, there's more. There's five of them.
There's five.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Like I totally skipped. He's like, there's five. Number one, there's four more that I'm missing. Tell us about that.
Exactly. So let me tell you. So one is the distance matrix. So between several points, right, it actually calculates optimal routes at multiple points from an origin to various destination and coming back. This is really, really important, right, for people to see their options for route optimization. And we are doing it for walking, et cetera, you know, for walking and transit, et cetera. But more importantly, you know, the traveling salesman problem,
yeah,
will kind of help you solve and optimize that particular route as well.
And this is an API that you
can use. Yes, and it also consumes traffic. So it'll tell you on time of day, right, where you should be actually going and driving.
Oh, man, I almost cut off all the good stuff here. This is amazing.
No. We actually have one more, which is called the Isochrones API.
Let's take a look at that.
Yeah, let's show you. So you see these maps of Seattle, and you see all these various drawings in it. It's basically, it just calculates the area that that you can travel at a point in time in terms of distance or time, right? It does, and it has geofencing. Let's say you said, okay, this is your geofence area, and you know your truck will only drive here. As soon as somebody exits the geofence, you get an error or a message saying, hey, somebody just left out, so call them. Why are they outside the geofence?
Oh, my
goodness. Right. It also helps with the travel salesman problem as
sure.
well.
Sure. Yeah. This is really cool stuff. I mean, like, as I'm looking at this, I'm thinking of a ton of applications that rely on location.
Exactly.
And before it was really hard to do that kind of thing, but now with the API you can.
Yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg. These things do a lot more, as you can see on the slides. And last is the Snap2Road API.
Okay.
And you can go and pick up, you know, let's say you have a person who went to place A, place B, place C.
Let's put this on the screen so people can see this.
Yeah. And the Snap2Road API. And basically what it does, it snaps the path on roads with speed limits, et cetera, right, to be able to go and say, oh, this person took this path, it took this much time, the distance they traveled, if you're not capturing the lat long all the time.
And this is cool because, like before, I would just be like point A to point B, straight line.
Exactly.
But then there's physical constraints in the middle
exactly.
that are important.
Exactly. That's why this is important. And last, I want to talk about the Bing Fleet Tracker solution.
Okay.
And this is actually more for small to medium size enterprises. I can put our client on an Android 4 and an iOS device. You don't need any specialized equipment. And then you run this on our service. And you can actually see where your fleet is at time. It is real time, so you can actually redirect people to go, you know, and say, okay, please go there, do that pickup, uh-huh. and then come back. So, you know, today, if you look at other more sophisticated fleet management solutions, like companies like FedEx, UPS use, those cost millions and millions of dollars. And these can be done with existing devices and, you know, with developers who can configure it. And the most important thing is we took the solution, we built it, it's, you know, connected to all Bing APIs, but we made it available as open source on GitHub.
Oh my goodness.
So any developer can take it, use it, and then customize it for their organization.
So you have an app already.
Exactly.
And people can download it and customize it for their organization.
Exactly.
So you could make your own delivery service, for example, for your company.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So those were the five things, right? I don't want to cut this off.
Exactly, no.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So now let's get to the future.
Yeah.
Because I feel like now that they have all these cool things, it's like what else could there be? What are we looking for in the future for the Bing AI?
So, you know, Seth, you know, I look back and say, how many builds have we attended together?
Yeah, a lot.
And this is so energizing to come here. I can't even remember how many, but anyway, what we do is, as you know, we are constantly working on improving the APIs and services that we put out.
Of course.
And more important, we also working on new APIs that we put out for developers to go and use and try. Now, one place where we do that is in Cognitive Services Labs.
Of course.
If you go and check out the updates we recently made to Cognitive Services Labs, we do obviously GitHub, Stack Overflow, et cetera, and all our SDKs are Swagger SDKs, and they're cross-platform, all that stuff, all that good stuff. But like new APIs, let me tell you about two APIs we just launched. One is from Bing. One is a URL preview API. You tell me a URL, and I will tell you, give you a preview of that URL on the web. You can convert it into a card and put it into your application or into your service.
Wow.
I'll even tell you if that URL is an adult URL. So you make sure that you don't show adult stuff there. Mm-hmm. The second one is, this is a more exciting one for me, is we got in the project, we call the Answer Search API. Now, if you go to Bing today and search, and you ask a question, why is the sky blue? You will see we don't show you just the blue links. We actually go to the best source and extract the answer, right, of why the sky is blue. Now, the thing is, again, this is about the power of the web, the knowledge of the web. We've converted into APIs and services, and that developers can use to leverage and embed them into their apps and solutions.
And you're saving me steps, right? Because like when I search for something, if I'm looking for an answer, if you just give me the answer instead of me having to click around, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and these are only just a couple of solutions. We continue to put stuff in into labs, and then we then graduate it into, you know, cognitive services we make available at scale.
Awesome. Well, this has been super informative. Any final thoughts you want to leave for devs as we finish up?
So as I what I would say is, last year I said every developer is an AI developer. Mm-hmm. And when I look around build and I see the solutions and our customers giving us feedback, developers giving us feedback, I think people are really beginning to get the power of AI.
Yeah.
And how they can use it, you know, and leverage it to, you know, AI power their solutions or applications. But I also tell you that we are just getting started. There is a lot more, right, that is coming, that is more possible in terms of API services that we are creating and bringing the power of our machine learning models to developers. And developers should expect more.
Sure.
Continue to give us feedback, and we will make sure that we will deliver not only improve the pieces we have done, but even pieces that will actually help them create even more powerful AI-powered solutions.
Awesome, I love this. I mean, I love how visual search, now you can use the power of images to find things. I love being able to embed the world's knowledge into applications. And I love how Bing now knows where you are and can actually help optimize where you're going, which is pretty cool. Is there a website people can go to find out more?
Yeah, just go to our cognitive services website on Azure, mm-hmm. and all of it is available. There is tons of documentation, examples. You even have these trial kind of things that you could go to, you know, you can
for
do
free,
the free
right?
tracker. Mm-hmm. You can try it for free. And then we've made it very, very compelling for people to come and use that, you know, very cost-effective for them, go and embed them in their solutions.
Awesome. Well, this has been amazing. Thanks so much. You've been listening to the Vice President of Bing Products, Gurpreet Singh Paul, talk about all of the updates that we have for Bing API for you as a dev. I'm pretty excited to start looking at them myself. Hopefully you will too. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you so much, Seth. Bye-bye.